It's, you know who it is. It's Toast Talk Tuesday. Cody, I'm here live and direct, but on the other side of the world, actually.
Wow.
Standing in the dark right now.
Okay, now, okay, your signal's coming in slightly muddled, probably because of the Chinese, but are you in a safe place right now or what?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm in a safe place. So, I, you know, I'm out here for I'm consulting on a cannabis project, which, man, I come out here. I'm only here for 4 days. I'm flying home in about 5 hours. But it's been an unbelievable trip, and it's just unreal to see this country and, you know, the way that they have embraced cannabis is just different than really anybody in the world to this point. And it's been a really eye-opening and just great experience all around. But I'm like, I only had, my schedule is so intense. So I'm here for 4 days. I've been here for 4 days, and I fly home. I've literally probably spent more time in airports and airplanes than I did in Thailand. However, in 4 days, I really gained a perspective of just, you know, what cannabis can be to, if you really allow the culture to embrace it. And it's been a really great experience.
Man, okay, now, okay, you're in Thailand. Is it a conference, or is it you by yourself? Are you with lobbyists, or are you there? Are you being watched?
No. I'm here by myself for a company that's known as Sativa, which is some great people that are doing an amazing thing here, and it's just been really, you know, I the first day that I was here, I got on a motorbike and I visited about 25 different dispensaries. There's over 1,000 in Phuket, which is where I'm at in Thailand. And that's just within 1 year. And so, you know, in America, we have had this thing about, you know, we need to create equity as we move forward in cannabis licensing and allowing dispensaries. And here in Thailand, they have created that, because anybody with basically a space in registering and sending in, you know, a fee to it's like $200, can essentially open a space, and they allow people to grow it. Dispensaries, you know, have plants outside. There's dispensaries that, you know, they serve a beer with your cannabis. And it's, you know, very, very openly, widely accepted, more than any place that I've been, more than Amsterdam or Barcelona or California, for that fact. And so it's a really great thing to see. And then along with just the culture here and the people here, the level of happiness, and it's been great. And you know, it feels a lot like California 15, 20 years ago, but very different because it's no more in the underground. You know, 20 right. years ago, we were still so far in the underground. This is really, you know, they're really paving and creating things where I feel like in the next year to 2 to 3 years, you're going to see some just really cool things come from Thailand. As this place is just, I don't know if you've been here, Howie, but it's unbelievable.
Yeah, I've performed numerous times in Thailand. I go over really well. They love Jews out there. Okay, let me ask you this, because it sounds like, isn't China the equivalent of the federal government, and they could just come in and shut down any cannabis? Because don't they want to take over Thailand eventually?
Well, I mean, I don't believe that. I mean, I feel like Thailand is holds a level of just, you know, energy that I don't believe that they'll be taken over. I mean, I personally don't, you know the Eastern world like politics to the level that I could, you know, speak to a knowledgeable point of it. But I do not believe, I think the people here have such a strong culture, and I do not believe that Thailand will be taken over. I mean, I do believe right now they just went through, like, they're getting a new prime minister and they're going through some of those things. And there's without a doubt some political sides of it, but I believe Thailand has, you know, accepted that, you know, cannabis is good for human people, and it's good, and you know, as many bars, like, if you've been out here to Phuket, there are bars galore everywhere, kind of like Tahoe. There's massage parlors galore. Now there's cannabis stores mixed in between those, which is so much better for a culture. If you think about, you know, this is a tourist place. There's just tourism, like Tahoe, it's what it drives. Having the tourists be able to go to a cannabis store rather than just a bar is such a greater thing for everybody. And then the approach that they have allowed it to, where they didn't say, oh, you only get to do it, or you only get to do it. No, if you want to try it, go for it.
Well, that's,
you know, there's probably, not everybody's going to win, but the best are going to survive, and that's what it's about.
Right, right.
It's just so amazing to be here and see a culture embrace it.
Now, if memory serves, Thailand, I think, continues to, I don't know, what is it? They support the One China policy, and they maintain an unofficial relationship with Taiwan, which means Thailand can gain access to capital and whatnot. So it sounds like it's its own little sovereign, independent country. I just think it's very progressive, man, that you're over there, and it can even be allowed with cannabis. That's pretty eye-opening right there, my friend.
Yeah, you know, it is. I mean, I honestly, you know, you think back like 5 years ago when kind of the beginning of really America, Canada, really embracing a Canada federally legalizing, I really didn't think that we would be in Asia.
Right.
As much as I didn't think that we would be in Oklahoma or Texas, and both of those things are beginning to happen as well. So it's like, but this, I think Thailand is honestly, and this is my real first time to Asia. And it's kind of, I really don't want to, it's so hard to leave only being here for 4 days, but I'm here for business, and it was just the only time I could come and not miss a city council meeting or another meeting. So I made this trip happen because it's something that, you know, I want to bring what I've understood and knowledge and allow, you know, the things that can happen here that we've already been doing for a long time and bring that knowledge forward to make cannabis freedom for the whole world and for humanity as a whole. So it's a great thing.
Okay, I'm guessing, and you have to send pictures, man. I'm guessing because of your height, the length of your hair and that hat you wear, they're probably thinking you're not from there.
Yeah, so you know it's funny. I'm riding on the motorbike, right? And I had a helmet on, and like, but no, like most people don't really wear a helmet, but a few people do. And then my friend told me, hey, you know, like you got to wear the helmet because they know that you know you're not from here, and so they'll stop you. The guy will like pull over, and sure enough, it's the end of the day, and it was so hot, so I ended up taking the helmet off. And sure enough, I get pulled over, and it's just a tourist thing. They only pull over the tourists that don't wear a helmet. And then, you know, the most amazing thing, too?
Yeah.
They have the tourist police. So they have literally, it's tourist police. And I took some pictures because I thought a lot of Tahoe when I saw
tourist
that.
Tourist police.
So you just have police for the tourist.
Wow. Police only for tourists. Wow, that's something. we have to bring that up at the next LTVA meeting. That'd be a cool.
Nice.
hey, wait a minute. I have a couple of questions though. Before I had Brooke Lane on. She's our board of supervisor, District 5 representative for El Dorado County, and she said, "Man, I want to get on when Cody's on. I think that'd be a pretty cool combo having both our county supervisor on and having you on at the same time. That'd be kind of fun."
I'd love that anytime. Brooke is great. I think, you know, it's a great change that we've had her in the county. I mean, things don't move fast, and I know we've been through this intense winter, and everybody's had so many challenges. But Brooke really has her heart in Tahoe, and, you know, I would join anytime. Brooke is all I would love to be whatever day, if it's a Tuesday, a Friday, whatever day it is. Let me know.
Okay, now here's something I want to know. So you're kind of representing Lake Tahoe out there. Have you talked to any officials? Are they familiar with Lake Tahoe? I'm thinking probably yes, but are you you're kind of a spokesperson for us right now out there in Thailand.
I mean people do know Tahoe, but this has been, you know, such a fast trip, honestly, Howie, that I haven't. I have talked to everybody I've talked to, of course, about Tahoe, but I haven't met with any kind of government officials or those kind of people because a lot of that is in Bangkok, and I don't have, I just don't have the time. It's kind of, I'm so glad to be out of COVID, but I do somewhat sometimes miss that Zoom stuff because, you know, back then I could have been at my meetings and stayed in Thailand, still been on Zoom. I'm actually so happy to come back home and, you know, it was an amazing trip.
Wow.
But it is far. You know, I'm living in the future right now, and it's pretty wild. I'll fly out of here, and it'll still be the same day when I get back there, which is kind of a wild experience because I'm living in the future of you now.
That's weird, man. Hey, I do have to ask you this. I promised Mom. Mom's 90 years old, and, you know, she's been riding my butt ever since I went to Humboldt, regarding pot. But now things have come full circle. Mom is actually asking me, could you please ask your friend, she said Corey, Cody, if they have, she was asking if they had cannabis for arthritis. And I go, Mom, I've got a pipe. And she goes, no, you idiot. Is there some type of a roll-on that can be applied, cannabis be applied to, you know, like to the hands to help with arthritis?
Absolutely. So we have topicals that are made in different varieties of them. And, you know, arthritis, I would say that even trying a THC with CBD, the THC is absolutely going to help with the pain, but CBD with the nervous system.
Right.
And it's amazing. Our skin will take in cannabis, just like if you've ever used like Tiger Balm. And we even have, there's you know, topicals that are actually with the kind of same herbs that they use with Tiger Balm as well as with cannabis. And how you can kind of know if you've ever used a mentholatum, like the topicals that really have that soothing, kind of almost burning sensation, or different sport creams and those kind of things, cannabis infused in those type of creams go through your skin and absolutely have major benefits. We also have transdermal patches that are slow time release that you can put on an area that is in pain and affected. Now, for arthritis, I really think more that the topicals and the balms, you know, are definitely better than the patches. The patches are more like back pain and that kind of thing.
Right,
but
yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Have Joan anytime. I mean, Howie, just come over. But if she's in town, she'd bring her over. We will get her all the topicals she could ever have. We also have bath bombs that are really great to soak in.
Oh, okay. So, I was hoping the only remedy would be that she would have to smoke a joint so I could just kind of video it, you know.
Well, we can work that out.
I don't know. I videoed my mom. Again. Hey, it sounds like you're going to be definitely.
That could be part of the deal, Al. You know, you just going to let me know.
Hey, it sounds like you're going to be going back there, it sounds like, in the future, right, to Thailand?
Yeah, man. I'm excited to be coming back here and definitely working with this group that's just doing some great things here. And, you know, again, they're within like a year of legalizing it, but they've legalized it at a national level. So it's so different than what we're dealing with in the U.S.
Wow.
So it's a whole, and it's, you know, if you've been here, you know, Thai people are just amazing. And, but man, you know, the other thing I've really learned here is just we have such a level of divide, and we've got as people to get over that. And, you know, it shows you come into a culture like this that we can be happy people. We can choose to work together and be good people, and especially in a place like Tahoe, like we have the ability to define that, and we need to. And they're doing it here. I mean, it's a pretty happy place.
It must. You know what? I'm guessing the food there must be amazing.
That's going to be the, like, honestly, it's going to be hard to get Thai. No, I'm just kidding. We have great Thai food in town. But yeah, there's spices, things that you just never have tasted before. For me, I've never been here.
So cool.
There's been some food that is just like, wow.
When you get home? When are you coming home, my friend?
I literally fly out in 5 hours. I fly out of here. It's basically 11 o'clock at night, and I have a flight at like 7 in the morning.
Right.
But it's pretty wild. I have to connect through Hong Kong. And so anyways, but I get back on Wednesday. It's more or less almost Wednesday morning. And like I said earlier, I fly against the time, so I fly back into the present, out of the future,
that's,
and I'll be
so
there
trippy, man.
Like 5 hours past I left.
That's wild.
Yeah.
So it's almost 9 o'clock here in Tahoe. What time is it almost there at the top of the hour?
It's 11 o'clock at night, but it's actually Tuesday night, so we're, you know, I'm in the future.
It's going to be in the future. Wow.
I already know what's going to happen.
You're the future. Hey, we'll say hi to Doc and McFly, and we'll see you when you get home.
Yes, we will, for sure, Howie.
Oh, man.
See you in the session.
Hey, safe.
All right, Alberto.
Hey, safe travels, man.
Good to talk with you every Tuesday.
Safe travel, and Tahoe sends their best to you right now.
Yes, all right.
All right, buddy.
All the love. We'll see you soon, my brother.
Okay. Peace. All right, call you when you get home. All right, bye. See you, Cody.